You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Royals are taking on the Rays in St. Petersburg. Kansas City would fall behind early in this one, but Salvador Perez and company would not quit.
Salvi's had a lot of success against this ball club in the past. Pitch and a drive to deep left field. That's a way back, and that ball is away gone. And they're right back in it, trailing by two at 5-3. Miller 0 for 2 today. He swings, pulls that one down the line. That's trouble into the corner, and that ball's gone. 6-3 Rays lead over the Royals. Count 3-2, two out. Here it comes. Hosmer swings. Base hit left field. Kane stops at second base. The Royals within one at 6-5.
Alex 0 for 3 tonight.
And he gets a base hit into center field on an 0-2 pitch. And the ball gets away from Kiermaier again. And the Royals have tied the game in the eighth inning. Stakas is 1 for 5 with an RBI ground out in the seventh inning. Driven deep to right field. Gone. Mike Moustakas with his eighth home run of the season, and the Royals lead for the first time tonight, 7-6 in the 12th inning.
And that would be your final from the Trop. The Royals overcome a four-run deficit to get this victory. Jake Junis gets the win in relief, the first of his major league career. He was just recalled from the minor leagues. And Diego Moreno takes the loss in his first big league outing since 2015. A feel-good win for the Royals on Tuesday at the Trop as they dig out of an early four-run hole. Here's the KC skipper, Ned Yost.
The offense just kept battling all night long. They were putting together good at-bats. They, you know, had a lot of energy, a lot of confidence that they could battle back in it, you know. Pitching was really good. CY gave up four in the first, but settled down after that, got to his pitch limit. You know, we were looking between 60 and 70 pitches for him. Travis Wood came in and did a phenomenal job, as did Miner, as did Soria, as did Junis to get his first win. But the offense just, you know, Sal got us back into it with the big two-run homer, and they just kept pecking away.
Once you started going in the middle innings, even after the seventh, after the Hosmer play at first, did it feel like you just had more runs in you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, when I went to, you know, we had Moylan set to go out in the seventh, I think it was, and we were down three at that point and ended up scoring two runs. So Moylan hadn't thrown in 5 days. We thought, okay, we'll just give him a hitter and then have Miner come in because, you know, Rasmus behind Weeks could take you out of the ballpark, and we wanted to try to keep the game at one. And I went out, and Hans was like, "Man, I'm sorry. I feel good about this. Don't worry about it. We're going to get some runs." So, yeah, we had a lot of confidence tonight for some reason.
What'd you think of Junis?
Thought he did a nice job. I mean, that's a hard spot to come in. You know, you get here this morning and. You're thrust in a tie ball game in late innings and walk the first hitter. And, I mean, you just know that we've got one pitcher left besides our closer, and they've got one pitcher left, and they're both young guys. And, you know, just hold the fort and give us a chance to get at their young guy, and that's what he did.
I didn't even ask about Moustakas, but obviously a big spot for him, too.
Yeah, I mean, we needed to find a way to score a run. And he provided it for us.
Big hit by Gordon, broken 0 for 16 slump.
Yeah, it was big for Gordy right there. It was, he'd been struggling a little bit. And, Mossy with a nice double today, too. So those are all good signs.
Mike Moustakas provided the big blow with his 12th inning home run. He finishes 2 for 6 with 2 RBIs.
Yeah, absolutely. No, we fought tonight. This is Kansas City Royals baseball. And, we're able to come back from behind a couple times. And, we got some great pitching down the road in that game and made some good plays.
You dodge that?
Yeah, I got it. Got me a little bit. I'm all right, though.
We'll get to Jake in a minute. He's had his first Salvi splash and hasn't even answered a question yet. All right, but back to the comeback and even the importance, too, to be able to win back-to-back games because it's been so long.
Yeah, we haven't been playing our best baseball, but, we're starting to come around right now. Starting to put together better at-bats. Our pitching's been phenomenal all year. We just haven't been scoring many runs for him. So, tonight... huge win for us, able to come back, and Jake did a great job tonight for us. It was an awesome thing to watch him get his first strikeout, and he did phenomenal.
You know what it's like to to come up here. It wasn't his debut, but it's a pressure situation. When you're able to put that run on the board, that home run, and know that you might have given him that first win, that's got to be special.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a competitor. He's been competing, his entire career, and, we're lucky to have him up here with us. He's going to be a huge part of what we do here, and, last time he was up, he competed, and, did a great job for us, and again tonight, and it's a clutch situation for him to come in and do what he did. It was fantastic, and, hats off to him for what he did tonight.
Jake Junis was just recalled from the minor leagues to replace the injured Scott Alexander on Tuesday, and he makes an impact with his first big league victory.
Oh, man, that was crazy. Game was close, so I thought I had a chance to go in, and my name got called, and luckily I kept us in it and moved with a huge home run, man. That was fun to watch.
What were the nerves like? There was no margin for error out there with them potentially in a walk-off situation. Or were you nice and calm having pitched already once?
I feel a lot better after pitching in Kansas City for the first time. So this was a lot more relaxed, but still high-pressure situation. I just wanted to give the team a chance to win. So.
All right, finally tell us about your travel day, which started, 1 in the morning yesterday or today or whatever it was?
Yeah, I flew out of Salt Lake City at 1 a.m. and got here around 9 a.m. and took a little two-hour nap and came to the ballpark. And thankful I got in tonight and got into that situation and got to experience this.
The Royals will look to make it 3 in a row over the Rays at the Trop on Wednesday when Jason Hamill makes the start.